With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. On the Artemis II lunar mission, Canadian astronaut Jeremy Hansen notes the occasion as the crew of the Integrity beats the record for distance from Earth for a manned space flight set by Apollo 13 in April of 1970.
From the cabin of Integrity here, as we surpass the furthest distance humans have ever traveled from planet Earth, we do so in honoring the extraordinary efforts and feats of our predecessors in human space exploration.
Artemis II will temporarily lose contact with mission control as the capsule passes behind the moon without stopping. Astronauts will split into pairs and take turns capturing the magnificent lunar scenes with cameras. They'll also don special glasses to witness a total solar eclipse. President Trump has expanded his threat against Iran to include all power plants and bridges as his Tuesday ultimatum approaches. Speaking with reporters during the White House Easter egg roll, President Trump says Iran knows it's being decimated yet refuses to do what's needed to end the war.
And they just don't want to say uncle. They don't want to cry, as the expression goes, uncle, but they will. And if they don't, they'll have no bridges. They'll have no power plants. They'll have no anything. I won't go further because there are other things that are worse than those two.
Negotiations continue with mediators from Egypt, Pakistan, and Turkey attempting to broker a ceasefire. Ukrainian officials say a Russian drone attack on Odessa has killed two women and a toddler. The attack heavily damaged an apartment block. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 165 points. The Nasdaq rose 117. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center profiles religious radio in the U.S. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The sweeping new survey uses the term religious radio, but in fact the vast majority of stations are Christian, 74%. 8% are specifically Catholic, and the rest cannot be categorized. Pew also reports that when it comes to content, about half of all Christian radio airtime is devoted to music, the other half to spoken content. And the study also reveals that 77% of stations list evangelism as their primary goal. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal judge in Rhode Island has ruled that the Trump administration's efforts to protect women at federally funded homeless shelters is unlawful. Several nonprofits filed a lawsuit last year after the Department of Housing and Urban Development ruled that shelters which allow men to use women's bathrooms and changing areas cannot receive taxpayer funds. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The Trump administration officially proposing that retirement plans be able to diversify beyond publicly traded securities.
The Department of Labor is proposing rules to let everyday retirement savers invest in private equity and other alternative assets. Critics warn of complexity and risks for savers and retirement plans, but the Committee to Unleash Prosperity applauds the move, saying those asset classes have long been favored by major institutional investors because they offer high returns but have been inaccessible to most Americans. Ken Lorman reporting.
The stock market drifted higher in tentative trading because of the ongoing war with Iran. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 165 points, the S&P 500 up 29. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.